Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
There he is.
Beat the bank.
Don't forget, beat the bank. It's coming up in less than 40 minutes. Your shot at winning up to $1,000. Mike Crowder got the max yesterday, $490. He donated it to Kids Kids and then became a sensation.
Yeah.
And Jill Bell won $640. Could have been $850 if she stayed a little bit longer. And then she said she was going to help out her friend who's having some medical issues.
Yeah.
So it was a nice little day of giving yesterday with
day
Beat the Bank.
Giving. Yeah, no pressure.
I mean, no pressure if you want to keep it.
If you want to keep it.
We're not going to get mad.
It's totally fine. We do not judge you.
It is your money. And Jenna, you had a nice sit down with the number one album in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, not the actual album, but
yeah.
Sat there and looked at that album.
Looked at that album.
Yeah,
album.
Yeah. Shawn Mendes was in town, and we actually met in the dark recesses of a mall. Because there were thousands of girls out there, and he was doing an appearance. So we got to sit down and chat because he has so much going on right now. He's on his own headlining tour.
Uh huh.
Before he goes on tour opening for Taylor Swift on a bunch of dates this summer. So things are blowing up for him right now. And I got to chat with him. How's it going?
Good, good, thank you.
Good. Well, since I've seen you, we had you on the show about a year ago. You've grown
a long time ago.
A foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm sure I have.
How tall are you right now?
6'1", 6'2", maybe.
Are you still growing?
I hope not.
And you're 16, right?
Yeah.
Do you have your driver's license yet?
Well, I have my permit, but I actually just got off the phone with my driving instructor. I booked my full license for a couple weeks from now, so I'm excited.
That is an exciting,
very exciting
age, an exciting moment. Do you have a car lined up for yourself when you get this license?
I went and got myself a Jeep not too long ago, so.
See, and that was my dream car when I was 16, too. I wanted
I think
a Jeep
it's
Wrangler,
dream car.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I have, the Jeep Wrangler.
And is it chilling at your parents' house in Toronto?
Yeah, it's chilling at home in Toronto.
So you get to drive, but being 16 and now with all this celebrity, you probably don't get to do a lot of the normal high school stuff. I mean, are you missing out on prom?
Actually, no, I won't be. What's really cool is I'm still actually enrolled into my high school. I just kind of have a different program. My work gets emailed to me and I kind of have to email it back type of thing. So I'm still actually allowed to go to prom and camp and sport and stuff if I can, you know? So yeah.
So you ask a girl to prom?
Yeah, I can ask a girl to prom. I haven't yet.
You haven't? You have someone in mind?
Not yet, no.
No? How are you going to be one of those creative types that ask a girl in a clever way?
Probably not.
Probably not.
I'll try and maybe. I feel like, personally, like I think it's cool, like the whole like big promposal thing, but I also think it's like very massive. Like it's like, I don't know.
Too over the top for
a little,
you?
Sometimes it's a little over the top.
You're a little more subtle than that?
Yeah, I'm super subtle.
Maybe a handwritten note to
yeah,
a girl?
Yeah, there you go.
I know. So I read that you handwrite everything. Of course, your debut album's called Handwritten.
Yes. I think like there's something more genuine, especially when you're writing lyrics. If you're writing it on paper, like you feel like the lyrics are better lyrics instead of writing it on your phone. And also it's just like, it's cool to just be like writing lyrics and scratch out a word and write the better word on top of it. So that's kind of why we came up with that.
Is that your songwriting process?
Yeah.
You handwrite the words first and then kind of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the melody kind of, I come up with, I put a book next to me and I'll write the lyrics and it just looks like a big mess. Plus my writing isn't that neat. So.
So how long ago did you start playing music before you were discovered on Vine?
Well, I mean, that first Vine, I was playing guitar for maybe like a few months, 5 months before that. So I've been playing guitar for only like a couple of years now. Singing for about 5.5, maybe 6 years. So it's very new still to me. Like music in general is very new. I've only been taking singing seriously for the past 2 years. So it's still super new to me.
Yeah, we've come a long way. I actually listened to the whole album
this morning. Wow.
It was great because it just came out last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now you're doing a solo tour for the album.
Yes.
So that's your first headliner
first
for yourself.
Headliner. Yeah.
But then you're going to be opening for Taylor Swift this summer.
So
what's
lot.
More exciting for you, headlining alone or being able to open for someone like that?
I think they're exciting in different ways, you know? I mean, having that kind of responsibility to have my own headline shows is really cool. It's also very stressful because I'm not used to it, getting on stage and doing like an hour set a night. But I mean, it's been really, really fun. I mean, every time I get to my last song and look out into the crowd and like, wow, these people are here for me, it's kind of a really awesome feeling. But then again, opening up for Taylor Swift is going to be like 66,000 people for my first show.
Yeah,
so.
And like exposing you to her fan base.
Is a massive deal, yeah.
Well, now a lot of these songs that I was listening to this morning off your new album, Handwritten, are about heartbreak. And I'm kind of thinking, what does a 16-year-old know about heartbreak?
Not much, because, I mean, a lot of my music is actually just kind of pulled from stories I've heard or pulled from my kind of thought of what that would be like.
So you haven't had your heart broken?
Fortunately.
Yet?
No.
Have you broken any hearts yet?
I don't think so. So I think I'm still too young.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, I think like when you're writing music, to have a good song, there has to be a load of emotion into it. And love, and kind of like the opposite of it is like heartbreak is kind of the strongest emotion you can write about. So I find it very easy and very kind of natural to write about those emotions and put it into music. So yeah.
And that's something Ed Sheeran does, who's your mentor, which is probably the best mentor and friend you could have in the industry.
He's
awesome. Love Ed Sheeran. Yeah.
He's awesome.
Super cool. And so you're getting compared a lot to an Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber hybrid. Does that bother you that you're getting both of those?
I mean, no. I mean, I think it's impossible for an artist to come into the industry without being compared to another artist.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I mean, all artists are very similar in a way. Like, we're all doing music. So it doesn't bug me in any way. They're both super talented. I'm kind of just doing my own thing, though.
Are you prepared for what's likely going to happen and has been slowly building with that kind of Bieber-esque rabid fan base with girls?
I don't know. Yeah, I think I will be. I mean, as much as Bieber's been like bashed and like,
yeah,
it's far from easy. And so, I mean, I have a load of respect for him. And I mean, what it comes down to is the people you surround yourself with, and kind of just reminding yourself, like, those fans are like, they're going crazy over you. I mean, it's you and your music and your career type of thing. Almost like you're Superman, like you put the cape on and like, then you have the fans. And, but when I come home and when I kind of just am like walking around and stuff, like, I don't have to act like I'm better than anyone, because it's not the case. It's kind of like my career is abnormal. I'm still a normal guy.
I know Taylor Swift's a dream tour partner, but who, something outrageous, somebody that
like
it would
I,
never happen,
like
probably.
Eminem.
Oh, my coworker JC, it's his favorite. What's your favorite Eminem lyric?
He has this one song called When I'm Gone, which is just like about like his daughter and his wife. And it's just like, I listen to that song. He's the best, because he literally is writing an entire like novel in his music, and it's just all rhyming, and it's just the coolest stuff ever.
Very wordy. What about personally, your own favorite lyric of yours that you've written? Because I have something. I brought a book, since you're into handwriting, and it's a book that a lot of girls love.
Okay.
Love Letters from Great Men. And so it's all these famous authors that have written love letters. So
okay.
I want you to think of your favorite lyric that you've written.
Okay.
And I want you to sign it, and then I'm going to give it away to one of your fans. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think like when it comes to love, like love lyrics, I think there's one is like, when you fall asleep tonight, just remember that we lay under the same stars, which is kind of like, no matter how far across the world we are, we're still underneath the exact same stars type of thing.
Oh, see, how is he 16 and this romantic? I don't meet guys twice your age that can say things like that.
Thank you. Taking that as a compliment.
Well, awesome. Well, good luck on the solo tour.
Thank you.
Hopefully you find a prom date. I'm sorry.
It's a difficult time.
Yeah, good. Well, we're excited to see you. Please come see us when you come back with Taylor as well.
Definitely.
Shawn Mendes, and you can pick up his new album that just dropped last week.
Yes,
Handwritten.
Yes.
Where can everyone keep up with you?
Twitter, Instagram, Vine, YouTube,
Shawn
Mendes, everything.
You got it.
Easy.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Shawn Mendes all day, day.
Very chill.
Yeah.
Wow. What a cool dude.
I'm surprised he didn't ask you to if you want to go to the prom,
right?
Make a promposal to you.
I know, girls, if you kind of know Shawn. I mean, he doesn't have a prom date and he's planning on going. That was surprising.
Jenna, you mentioned that book that you brought in.
Yeah, I had this book, and girls know this book because it's from Sex and the City, and she, Carrie, loved all these love letters from great men, basically, and they turned it into a book. So I actually had it. Because I was reading it. But I decided to bring it because he loves handwriting, like he said. So I had him sign it and write his favorite personal lyrics of his own that he had written on the front page of the book. And I want to give it away. If you're part of the Mendes Army, that's his fan base. If you're a huge Shawn Mendes fan, this would be a cool little gift. So we want someone to have it.
All right. If you wanna get this book that Jenna got signed by Shawn Mendes. And the lyrics are written by him in there and everything?
Yeah, the lyrics about being under the same stars, yeah.
What do you got to do?
Just email us, contest, contest, at kidnation.com. kidwithtwoDs.com, and that's kid with two D's.
Yeah, email us. Tell us why you deserve the book.
Okay.
And don't go into a huge, long
keep it short.
The shorter, the better.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Man, do we tune out if it's
way too long. Too long.
Yeah. That's just the tip.
That's a helpful tip for people that are sending us messages.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's long, I'm like, ugh.
I can't.
It's a helpful tip for anything in life. Yeah. Keep it succinct. If you have to give a speech, anything.
But
keep it short.
I know every detail is very important.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure it is, but.
And we know he probably means a lot to you. We know.
Yeah.
But just keep it short.
But just keep it short. Even when you go out, meet somebody at the club.
It's a good lesson for life in general.
Give them, 45 seconds, I think is the rule. Give them 45 seconds. Say, hi, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah.
Leave them more.
And then leave. And then if they want to talk to you more, they'll come back up and talk to you more. Boom.
Now, Jenna, you've said before that you're not really into the younger men. But if Shawn Mendes happened to be
legal
between 18 and, let's say, 24, would you consider?
18?
18 is legal?
That's young for me.
Come on. He's got at least a drinking age.
21.
I'm not into young.
She's not into good boys. That's it, too.
Yeah.
She's not. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just laughing. It's funny.
She's not into clean-cut good boys. He needs to have a little
edge.
That's
what it is. Yeah, yeah. No, I was impressed because I didn't think that I was going to like the album. I listened to the whole album. Yeah. Very Ed Sheeran sounding.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I mean, even though I hate comparing artists to artists like that because he's his own artist. But musically, he's great. Super talented. Just, I mean, he's half my age.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to, I don't even consider it.
And hey, if he follows Ed Sheeran's path.
Yeah.
It worked for him, right? Opened up for Taylor.
Right. Boom. Right.
Yeah.
Your attention, please.
Turns out, contest at kidnation.com is not going to be working.
Why?
Oh, what happened? What'd you do?
So we're going to go ahead and say contest at kidlive.com.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
Right.
All right. Contest at kiddlive.com.
Right.
Email that if you want the Shawn Mendes signed.
So.
Book of love letters.
If you already sent it, just copy and paste what you sent.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And send it to contest at kidlive.com.
K-I-D-D. Got it.
Boom. Good job, Jenna. Hopefully Sean does come visit us when Taylor's in town and brings Taylor Swift.
Yeah, right?
And brings Taylor Swift.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay, Beat the Bank is coming up in about 12 minutes. Actually got a funny Facebook message for First World Problems about Beat the Bank.
Okay.
I got a first world problem.
It said, I forgot to charge my phone last night. I'm down to 2%. Might not be able to call in for Beat the Bank.
#right.
First world problem. I also got this one from Merle. I'm sure we've all done this before. Merle said, I hate when I prepay too much money for gas and then I have to go back inside for the change.
I know. Oh, I hate that.
I forgot about that.
Jennifer said, when the barista forgets your cardboard sleeve and you have to hold a hot cup, #, first world problems.
Mandy says, chasing the last four Fruit Loops around the bowl.
Oh man.
They dodge the spin.
I know. Yeah.
Ed and I could live together because we like different things. Ed ran out of extra chunky peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
So now he has to use creamy peanut butter on his toast.
Oh.
First world problems.
Oh.
You're either crunchy or creamy, and
creamy.
I'm a creamy.
I'm crunchy.
I'm a crunchy.
Oh.
But I don't not have the... I mean, I won't refuse creamy.
I mean,
there's people that are like creamy or crunchy purists.
Yeah,
I'm over it.
I'm a creamy snob.
Really?
Yeah.
So you won't eat the crunchy?
No.
If it's the only option, you wouldn't have it.
No.
That's weird.
There's nothing better than...
The same way. My daughter will not eat crunchy.
Yeah.
Get over it. I'll eat creamy.
Too much like peanuts.
Yeah,
the crunchy tastes more like peanuts than creamy peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
My peanut butter and jelly sandwich is not supposed to be crunchy.
Yep.
It's supposed to be...
Put potato chips in your sandwich?
In my peanut butter and jelly?
Not in my peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Sure, in any sandwich.
Yeah.
Put them on the crunch.
Put them on a hamburger.
You ever put Cheetos instead of cheese in your sandwich?
No.
Ooh, Cheetos on a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, try that. Try that.
Try the Flamin' Hots. I bet that'd be interesting.
We're doing First World Problems. Jenna just sat down with Shawn Mendes. And Lillian has a Shawn Mendes problem. What's going on, Lillian?
Hey.
Hey.
My parents won't let me go see a Shawn Mendes concert. #, first world problem.
Well, why not?
My mom, because I don't like sharing them because I'm going to get married to Shawn. Like, I have raised over $200 for me and his wedding. And so... My parents say that I'm too obsessed with him, and they tried to get me a therapist.
Right, yeah. Oh. If you don't mind, call us when we do. Does that make me crazy?
They're not going to feed into her obsession. That's hilarious.
Well, don't forget, Lillian, Jenna got a signed book of like love quotes.
Yeah, I tried to send the email, but it didn't work.
Yeah, we've got a new address. We gave out the wrong one, yeah. So here's the new one. Okay, you ready?
Contest,
yes, ma'am.
Contest at kidlive.com.
It's KIDDLIVE.com. Contest at kidlive.com. So go resend it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Lillian. Good luck with your marriage.
Invite us to the wedding, yeah. That's how you
absolutely.
Can show
you.
Show
right,
your
you should tweet him. He doesn't have a prom date. Your parents couldn't say no to that.
I tweet him way too much.
Okay.
I bet he likes it.
I bet she's already done it.
Oh, he definitely does. Bye, Lillian. Jennifer. You have what's going on with your two-story house?
I have a problem when I can't get my son on the phone to come eat supper because he has the phone on vibrate.
And he's in his room?
Hashtag first word problem. Yeah, in his room with the iPad watching videos and playing the Xbox, and his phone's on vibrate.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't want the phone to
poor
distract
kid.
From...
Sounds like he's struggling.
From Black Ops.
Poor kid.
He is.
Yeah.
Living a rough life.
Yeah, it's got it rough.
It'll get better, Jennifer.
Actually, and he's only 9. I can't wait till he talks to girls.
Oh, when he starts talking to girls, that's game,
boy.
Set, match.
Yeah.
He's just going to ignore your call.
He's done.
Yeah.
Oh, he ignores it now, so, you know.
Yeah.
Can you put like a fire alarm in the kids' room? You know, like they would have in a classroom, so it's loud and red and flashes,
right,
and they have no choice but to leave their bedroom.
I know. Oh, Chaz, you're having some selfie problems. What's going on?
Yeah, my internet's too slow to upload my latest selfie. Hashtag
Is so that the worst feeling when you get the failed repeatedly on Instagram when you're trying to upload something?
Yeah, it's just like I take that really good selfie, you know, hashtag no filter. And just,
hashtag you know, no filter because you're beautiful.
Yeah, what made
you
this
don't need a filter.
So, what made this selfie just so great?
Yeah, right angle or something? He's busy.
He's
busy uploading. We feel you, Chaz. Yeah. You get that selfie up there. Hopefully we get to see it. Corey, what's going on in your life?
Oh, well, I got a good job. I make great money, but... Man, I'm too dang busy to spend any of it. Hashtag first world problems.
That's right.
Oh, man.
I know, man. You're
tired to spend the money.
Yeah. You work so hard and you just got no time.
But my man. What do you do for a living, dog?
Well, I'm a crane operator.
A crane? Dude!
Can you teach us?
Uh-oh. I need to talk to you, man. I want to be up inside a crane so bad and lift something up.
Well, you had a paper, rock, scissors. Tournament down here one weekend, but I was working. I couldn't come see you.
Too busy to even come see you.
Oh, man.
I know. It's sad, isn't it?
How high up do you go? I mean, are you right now on whatever you're working on?
Right now, I'm heading in, but this morning, I'm going to be, I'm going to be close up, but I'm going to be lifting about 108,000 pounds.
108,000 pounds?
I've got 220 foot of boom. When I've got it all set up.
Have you ever accidentally dropped something really heavy?
Yeah, have you done that?
No, but I've had some uh-ohs since I've been here.
Are you really good at that claw game at the arcade?
I feel like
a lot of these guys are. Yeah. We had one guy we worked with that he couldn't walk past one without bringing home two or three stuffed animals.
That it'd be like the arcade banning them, like Ben Affleck banned from
playing poker.
You're banned from the claw.
Yeah, right.
Big group around you rooting you on and all.
Yeah, that's
funny.
And then the crane operator makes probably the most money on the construction site, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's bragging. Guys, he's
just besides the supervisor, probably.
Bang.
Yeah.
Those guys bang.
All right, Corey, get the craning.
Yeah. Have a good day, craning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
108,000 pound thing?
That's a dude right there, man.
I'd be scared.
And then, you know, you got to use the bathroom up there, too, right?
Yeah.
I've talked to
them. They bring cups and stuff, right?
Yeah, or bottles. Whatever. Yeah, you got to pee up there.
Shout out.
Or?
Haven.
It's Heaven.
Oh, Heaven. Oh, I'm sorry.
What's up, Heaven?
It's okay. So I've had a rental car for the past week that had a push start engine, and I was so disappointed when I got back in my real car and had to pull my key out of my purse to start it. Hashtag first world problem.
Yeah.
Oh, that pushed
it's
the star.
Little things. It's the little things.
Yeah. They will spoil you.
That's such a hassle to have to find the key to put it in the ignition.
Mm-hmm. We have a push to start in our car, mm-hmm. and Kenzie's aunt came to visit, my wife's aunt, and she could not figure out how to start the car.
Yeah.
She goes, where do I stick the key and where is the key?
Right.
She couldn't
honestly,
figure it out.
Honestly, I lose the key more when I'm in one of those kind of cars because you can just keep it in your purse or pocket and right. I never know if I have it or not.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Heaven.
That's amazing.
Yeah, isn't it awesome?
It is. I love it.
Heaven, are you going to go buy a new car just because of that?
I tried to convince my husband to go ahead and trade in ours so I could have a new one, but I failed.
Nah.
Well, next time.
Maybe next time.
Got to hit him at the right time. Yeah. Sexy time.
Darn husband.
Or right. Heaven accidentally crashed the car.
Oh, stop that.
Very.
I accidentally, ran it into a pole or something, but we're all safe because I made sure we were safe.
Right.
So yeah. Oh, my gosh.
The accidental.
Irresponsible advice from JC.
I'm kidding. Unless she gets her push to start. I just want her to be happy. Amanda, what happened on vacation?
I went on vacation, and there wasn't a Keurig coffee maker, so I had to make my coffee the old-fashioned way. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, you had to have, a filter and then
measure. I don't know if I remember how to do that.
It's like a tablespoon for every cup, I think.
It's been so long.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't know how to do it. I'm sorry, Amanda. Good luck with the rest.
I think I would just have to forego coffee. No. I'm like, I'm out. I can't.
That's what I use at home. A $30 coffee mate.
Yeah.
With the filters and coffee.
Really?
And it just feels so vintage.
Kelly's really?
You're so retro.
Yeah.
Jenna.
It just feels it feels so throwback. I love it.
Hey, Leilani, you spending too much money on toothpaste, huh?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. When I go to the store, I have to buy two separate tubes of toothpaste. Because my husband likes to squeeze his from the top. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, is that wrong? I do that too.
No, you're saving your marriage. You have yours?
Yes. It even says on the toothpaste bottle, for best results, squeeze from the bottom.
Right.
Yeah, you have to. Mm. You can even use one of those, the hair clips that girls use? The ones that
I've seen
scrunchy things?
That's really trying to get everything left out of that toothpaste.
You put it at the bottom, and then you can squeeze it up.
Or the easiest one is to get those standing ones, the neat squeezes ones now, because there is no top, bottom, or middle. It's just, you just squeeze it. Those hard ones, that can save your marriage,
those
too.
Those are pretty good. Yeah. When I get to the end of my toothpaste bottle, I'm running it over with my car, trying to get the last
one. I'll buy more tomorrow.
Thanks, Leilani.
Yeah,
it's
I do
true.
That. I'll try and squeeze 3 or 4 days out of it.
There's
a little bit, bro.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Let's go with Clarissa. What's going on in life?
Hey, good morning, you guys. I got a Brazilian blowout yesterday. So this morning when it was raining, I didn't know if I should cover my hair or my Louis Vuitton bag when I was coming into work. That's first world problem.
First world
that
problems and girl problems.
That is real.
What is a Brazilian blowout?
Straightened.
Okay.
It makes your hair super straight and frizz-free for a couple of months. And so I just started working out and it helps me a lot. So I don't have to keep washing over and over again because it looks...
Okay. Because first, when she said Brazilian, I was thinking.
Shaving.
Brazilian blowout.
Yeah, it's makes your hair smooth and straight.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know what I was
like. You guys, I love y'all.
Love you.
I just started wondering.
Stay dry, girl.
No, don't worry about Al, Clarissa. He's still learning about Brazilian stuff.
My mind just started wondering.
And Clarissa, I just saw online yesterday, they started selling purse raincoats.
What?
On a website I shop on. Yeah, purse raincoats that fit. I'm sorry?
Which website was it?
Shop Bop. It's the first time I've ever seen any of these things. But, they were $50, I think, and they're clear PVC, and they snap over your handbag.
Yeah,
to keep
Shop
your handbag.
Bop. You're right. They have it featured in an article on Huffington Post. So
a raincoat for your purse?
It's $30.
Depending on the size. Yeah, raincoat for your purse.
Well, check
they're
that
cute.
Out there. There you go, Clarissa.
Wow.
You spend so much money on a bag.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to keep that leather nice.
Huh. By the way, girls get these nice bags, but it's to impress girls. It's not to impress us guys, right?
Oh, no, because we don't know.
Because we don't know.
No.
You've never seen a guy be like, oh, I'm totally going to hook up with that chick because she has a nice purse.
When did you figure out that girls dress for girls and not guys? Is this new for you?
Right.
I thought girls dress for guys sometimes.
No,
JC.
Just on Halloween.
Just on Halloween. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Kelly's not going to be going to Tanya's house anytime soon.
Why? What?
What's the problem at your house, Tanya?
Well, I got this amazing house with this fantastic jacuzzi hot tub in my bathroom. Every time I'm laying down soaking, as soon as the water gets just below where I can turn the jets on, my water heater isn't big enough to keep the water hot.
Oh. Yeah. Can't fill up your hot tub.
Hot water heater isn't big enough to fill up your jacuzzi. That's a first world problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You got to fill it like halfway. Fill it like halfway, then wait. A few minutes that the hot water heater.
But the water gets cold.
But didn't you do that like back in the day? You used to keep a kettle on the stove.
That's
and you'd,
what I do.
Yep, you add the kettle of hot water to the bath water.
Mall kettle, talking about kettle.
Yeah, we used to do that because my dad used to love to soak in the tub. So my mom would have to keep up because, you know, after a while the water runs cold.
Yeah. The 1800s?
So she would go get, a hot, she just said she did it. You get a hot kettle of water and you just add it to the bath
water. You guys draw straws for who had to go last.
Have a great day, Tanya. Thank you for calling.
Oh, boy.
That's the first world problems. You can keep them going on Twitter. Oh, make sure you use the hashtag first world problems, hashtag Kid Nation.
All right.
So we get to see them.
It's
I love
time.
That bit.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes, we are going to beat the bank today.
Go ahead.
Al, how are you feeling today with beat the bank?
Oh,
you've been getting some good feelings, and it's been
let
working.
Let me think here. Okay, let me see what kind of feeling I got. Let me loosen up.
Your feelings have been pretty good lately.
Yeah, Al's been pretty on.
Instincts.
I'm feeling right in the middle of the road. Uh-huh. I hope that's not too vague, but I'm not feeling outrageously great, but I'm not feeling bad. I'm like right in the middle.
You're
today.
Feeling good. Feeling, but
yeah.
Not too good.
Yeah.
Okay, I got all you, right, big out.
Good right, enough. Good. He's feeling good enough.
Like all a day at the lake. Not necessarily a day at the beach, but a day at the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this started a couple days ago when you said you were feeling really good about it.
And it went all the way to 1,000.
But they bowed out early.
Bowed out.
Yeah. Should have listened to you, Al.
Yep.
Let's meet our contestant, Daniel Aravi. Did I say it right,
hey,
Daniel?
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Daniel?
What's up, buddy?
I've been listening to you guys for a long time, been trying to get through. I tell you what, it's not easy getting through to you guys.
But you did. You finally did, Daniel.
Today's the day.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a truck driver, and I live in Central Missouri, and I'm married, got grandchildren.
Nice.
And I tell you what, I'm a lover of music, man. I love new music.
Oh, cool.
Really, who's your favorite artist right now?
I would have to say, Katy Perry right now.
Granddaddy,
if we catch her in concert, we're gonna try to catch her in concert if we can do it.
Granddaddy down with Katy Perry.
You know, Katy Perry just got some bad news. They're not gonna let her trademark Left Shark.
What?
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
On the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is a shame.
It is a shame.
We watched that when that happened on the football Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Can you break us off a little bit of Roar?
I'm not a singer. My wife's trying to teach me to dance.
Come on, granddad.
Come on. You're gonna hear me.
Oh.
Roar.
Yeah, we've been happily married for 15 years.
don't want to mess it up.
Okay. Every morning I get in, we dance.
I got you, Daniel.
Oh, that's sweet.
Are you on the road right now, Daniel? Driving that truck?
Actually, I pulled over on the shoulder because that way I could be safe and
there you
not
go.
Lose.
Come on, honk for us.
And you have to hear, I mean, you have to be concentrating because it's really a gut feeling with Beat the Bank, right?
Yeah, that's a gut feeling because me and my wife, we kind of do it together. You know, in the mornings we talk, we listen, and like yesterday morning. I think it's awesome, though, what you guys have done for that lady with the wheelchair and the van and all that.
It's so funny you mentioned that.
Her brother was just here in our studio, Juan, her brother.
We're talking about Anita and her son Bishop, who went on the Kids Kids trip back in 2012. She needed a van because her mom's in a wheelchair, Bishop's in a wheelchair, and they have this small car.
Yeah, and he was here to say thank you because we raised the Kid Nation. Raised over $33,000 for those folks.
Yeah, literally. He was just in the studio and just left.
Isn't that cool, Daniel?
Do what now?
Isn't that cool?
Yes, it is. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the greatest thing. I love what you guys do for people.
Thank
you.
Well, we want you to win the most money you can.
Yeah.
So we're going to be placed in the vault right now, Daniel, and you're going to hear some dollar amounts thrown at you. When you feel it in your gut, you yell stop. Because if you don't yell stop before that vault closes, you lose everything. It could go up to $1,000, but you just never know.
Never know, Daniel.
You never know.
All right, well, I'm ready.
Okay, let's see if that practice is going to pay off that you did with your wife, okay? Let's play
Beat the Bank.
200. 240.
All right.
290. 330. 420. 490.
I think it was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
500.
There you go. That'll fill up that 18 wheel.
500.
Wait, did you say stop?
Yeah, I said stop.
Oh,
okay, it stopped on five. What was it about to say? Five. What was that?
It's just
500.
It was on 500? The last
one. No, but it was on it. 550.
550.
550. All right.
550 is what you get.
Awesome.
My man.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you, Daniel.
$550.
What are you going to do with that money, Daniel?
Well, I'll tell you what. Me and my wife are talking. We're gonna. If y'all still got funding going for that van, we want to put another $200 in on that.
You're
all right.
Sweet. The van has been funded, but, you know, it could go towards extras. The family needs gas and things.
Yeah.
So if that's what you want to do, that's awesome.
You're the man, Daniel. Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
Oh, so Daniel, you get...
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're donating $200 of your $550. You want to see how high it would have gone?
Yeah, let's see how high it would have gone. But I was thinking about gambling.
Okay, you were thinking about it? All right, let's see.
$630. $700.
Oh, wow.
Not again.
820.
Oh, man. I feel like I let you down.
Well, I bet it's going to hit 1,000.
930.
Oh, I bet it's going to close now.
Right there.
No, it's going all the way.
Four?
It's going all the
four?
Way.
Four?
I think it's going all the way.
It's going all the way.
Four? Oh.
It's going all the way.
Four?
Oh!
Hey.
I'm going to fool you on that one.
Dang it.
See, and then you would think, oh, it's going to 1,000, and slam, you got nothing.
Yeah.
So you did the right thing.
Daniel, will you give us a honk?
Yeah, honk.
Your truck?
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Hear it.
Yeah.
Let me put my speaker here.
Okay.
Okay.
I hear the blinker.
Wait, stop.
There you go, Daniel.
Congratulations, Daniel Aravi.
Aravi. That's my man right there.
Way to go, Daniel. Congratulations. You got $550, man.
All right. Well, thank you. So will y'all take the 200 out? And
We'll take care of that.
Don't worry about that. We'll get you all set up, Daniel. You hold on for us.
Yeah, hang on just a second.
And we'll play again in less than an hour.
Yes, we will, Big Al Mac. We also have Kelly's Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 30 minutes. What are you working on so far?
Well, a very uncomfortable interview for Robert Downey Jr., which caused him to get up and walk out. And also Bradley Cooper, you know, he definitely has a type.
Okay.
Model.
Yeah. Don't blame him. He's a celebrity.
Oh, man. All right.
And also, by the way, the Kentucky Derby is back.
Yay.
Coming up next, get a preview of next week's race and details on how you can win big.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you missed it, Daniel Aravi just won $550, but it went up all the way to $930.
That's all right.
That was the first time you weren't right on your feeling.
I know, I know.
It happens.
Yep.
Now, Kelly Raspberry, you're going to be making a trip to Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, I've never been before. I'm going to the Kentucky Derby. I'm going to be on the red carpet interviewing celebrities. A lot of celebrities came in for that.
Cool.
So we'll be doing that for Dish Nation, the TV show we're on, as well as you'll hear it here on Kid Nation, on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, but... Yeah, I'm kind of nervous.
Are you nervous?
Why?
Yeah.
Never been?
After doing that whole eight-hour-long day that Miguel and I did at the Academy of Country Music radio and TV row thing, it helped me a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, to be on the red carpet, you got to think of something clever and interesting to say.
To think on your feet.
In the 30 seconds you have with them, if you even know who you're talking to.
Right.
It's a little.
You have a hat? That's the most important thing.
I don't yet. I'm going to go get one.
You have to get a hat.
I guess I just have to travel with it on my head like your sister did, because how do you pack those things?
Yeah, and the size of your head, it might take you a while to find one, so you better start
that's
looking.
Twice this morning. Twice this morning.
This is the guy who thought a duck was just a regular bird.
I'm just saying, you know, I'll help you. I'm a hat expert. I'm a hatologist.
Now, for those of us who are not going to be making it to the actual Kentucky Derby, we have something for you that we've been doing for the last few years.
We're bringing back the Kid-tucky Derby.
Yeah.
Which is really hard for me to say yesterday at the height of my... I was Kid-turkey. Kid-turkey Derby. I sounded drunk all day. But here, it's kind of fun. Well, it's actually a lot of fun. What am I talking about?
It's super fun.
So much fun. So every day next week, we're going to have a horse race.
Mm-hmm.
And every day next week, you've got to go online to kidnation.com. Pick the horse you think is going to win the next day's race, okay?
Okay.
So there's different horses each day, so you've got to go every day to pick the horse for the following day. It's one entry per person per day. And then whatever the winning horse is, if that's the horse you chose, we'll pick one winner at random, and that person gets $100.
Oh, cool.
Sure's to keep.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, your horse is going to be represented in the race against the other winners.
Okay.
It sounds a little confusing, but trust me, it's not that complicated.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Oh, and then, this is fun. Huh?
Yes. And then? So that winning horse on Friday, if that's your horse, you'll win $500 in cash.
Whoa.
But here's the fun part. We'll give you another $500, and you can bet it on a horse in the actual Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
And depending on the odds, and if your horse wins, I mean, that can add up to lot of money.
Yeah.
The only time I bet on a horse race, I bet on the 20-1. Horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I bet like $2 and I won 80.
Yeah. So I mean, imagine if you would have bet 500.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
So it's a fun thing. And so just so you know, you can go right now to kidnation.com and pick the horse you think is going to win Monday's race.
Oh.
You want to hear what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Well, here's the horses competing Monday.
Welcome to Kid Nation Downs for Monday's race, the JC race of the Kid-Tucky Derby. Yeah. Here's the field for the JC race. Number one is Kiss My Abs. This horse has taken a break over the last few months, but still believes he's got what it takes. Number two is Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrel. This horse is behaving like a caged animal lately. Number three, Reborn. This horse is addicted to the game of chance. Number four is Baby Blazer. Selected the saddle specifically, but everybody in the paddock doesn't seem to feel it fits right. And number five is, hi, Rihanna. The betting window is open at kidnation.com.
Ariana.
All right, so that's
so you go online right now to kidnation.com. Out of those five horses, you pick the one you think will win.
That's
okay, again, the horses are Kiss My Abs, Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrel.
Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrel.
Reborn. That was that indie movie I did that finally came out.
I'm addicted. Will you say your line?
I'm addicted to the game of chance.
Oh, wow.
It's hard to get in character right
now. Okay, that's what it was.
That's what it is.
Because it sounded exactly like you said it.
Okay, good. Then I definitely got in character.
What are the other horses?
The other one is Baby Blazer.
Mm-hmm.
Some tells me that's the favorite to win.
Probably.
Oh, really?
But I don't know.
We really don't know.
It just doesn't fit right.
We absolutely have no idea.
It just doesn't fit right.
And also, Harriana.
Harriana, how are you?
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
So go right now to kidnation.com, pick the winner of Monday's race. We'll play Monday, and if your horse wins, you get to play Friday for the big grand prize.
Cool.
Good.
And we're going to have one for Kelly, one for Big Al, one for Jenna.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you have until Monday morning at 7 a.m. Central to pick who you think will win for Monday's race. So get on there now. Do it before you forget. And it's one entry per person, so you don't have to do it today.
Okay. Perfect.
Good.
All right.
Kentucky Derby. We got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up next. Big things in celebrity world, Kelly.
You have an update on Derek Huff's feet. I know everybody is just dying to know what happened.
That's my favorite team in Dancing with the Stars.
Derek Huff's hoofs.
Right? And last week, American Idol had the big blow up with that Quentin guy saying this is whack, and the Harry Connick debate. Did that for him or against him?
Mm-hmm.
And the ramifications this year are huge. Anyway, I'll tell you about that in the Showbiz Top 5.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So a couple weeks ago, you guys remember, we took swabs. No, we spit into
cup. Spit in a vial.
Yeah, that was even grosser than swabbing. We spit into a vial.
Yeah,
because we got these kits from Ancestry.com.
Are you sure you're not trying to pin something on me?
Right.
No, we're not trying to pin nothing.
It's AncestryDNA.com, I think. I think they're all owned by the same thing.
Yeah. It is, yeah, but they've started offering a more extensive, you know, ancestry search, and they base it off your actual DNA.
Yes,
so they can find your relatives. Yeah.
Apparently, based on your DNA, they could figure out where your relatives all come from.
Your descendants. Yeah.
Yeah.
All I know is that I was born in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
I was born in Compton.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
As far as you know.
No, you were not. Kelly, all you know, you were born in South Carolina.
Born in South Carolina. I've always been told that we are of Scotch English descent.
Okay.
And that there is, on my mother's side, that was my raspberry side, on my mother's side, which she was a Baker Price, It's a long story. Anyway.
No, I heard Baker.
Baker
well,
Price.
It was a baker?
Granddaddy Earl was a baker, but she was adopted by her grandparents.
Are you saying he was a baker? Like
no,
he baked
his last name was Baker.
His last name was Baker.
What about Uncle Drunk Uncle Mac?
That's on the raspberry side. So anyway, that there is a great, 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 somebody back there is full-blooded Cherokee Indian.
Mm.
Oh.
So I've got Scotch English Cherokee. That's what I've been told.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So I'm curious to see if I've been told the truth.
Yeah, we should all write down what we think we are mm-hmm. based on what our parents have told us, and then we'll definitely find out what we are. Jenna.
Well, they only know they're told, too.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I had joined Ancestry.com about 5 years ago. I was so curious because I don't have a ton of family, but my last name's Owens, and my family had no idea where we came from. But asking British people where Owens comes from, they said, well, that's the most common last name in Wales. So I think that I probably have a pretty strong Welsh English.
People live in Wales?
Wales. People live in Wales. Yes.
And drink Welch's grape juice.
But I also, like Kelly had been told, just with facial features and my red Indian-looking skin, that there was Cherokee.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know.
That's the spray tan.
See, I'm so excited because my mom was adopted. And so on that side of the family, I know nothing.
Yeah.
All we know is that she was told she was given up for adoption by an Irish and Italian.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if the mom was Irish or Italian. We don't know if the dad was Irish or Italian.
Where's the Korean part coming?
Yeah.
There's no Korean.
You don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
You don't know.
I can't wait to see.
Whoa, if that came back and you are Korean, we'd be vindicated.
So what's so cool with these is that it only takes about a month after you spit in a little vial and they process it and then they send you the results.
Yeah.
We sent these along to our producer, so we haven't looked at our own results. We have no idea. But they break it down for you in a real specific pie chart based off, you know,
I'm so
the
excited.
Regions in the world. Yeah.
Is this what Ben Affleck did? I'm sure it's not. When he found out that his descendants were slave owners or something?
I think it involved spitting. That was just a family tree thing.
Yeah.
Where
people
traced, you know, where am I from? Or what is that one that Lisa Kudrow does? Who am I?
They did the show,
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's just traced back with books.
Yeah, Ben Affleck got in a little hot water because apparently there was a slave owner in his family tree.
Right.
On his mother's side, but the producers of the show said, you might want to leave that out.
Yeah, and he's trying to squash it.
It's part of who you are.
It's history.
It doesn't reflect who you are today, your great-great-great-grandfather owned a slave.
That's them back then.
So now he's naming names because now it's come to light.
I get it. He said he was embarrassed by that.
I get that. But nobody now would be offended or I don't think, to know that.
I mean,
look here, I work with Kelly Raspberry every single day. I know way back in the day.
I'll tell you right now.
What are you saying now?
My family tree wasn't in the position to own slaves. They were my grandfather went around and worked the land. He was given a house on the property to work the land.
So maybe he managed.
And the reason
the
they had 12 children is because the 12 children helped him work the land. No.
Yeah, he was just the general manager of slaves.
Yeah, he wasn't the owner.
He's the GM.
He was the coach.
He did the schedules.
He's a crew chief.
He did scheduling.
Shift leader.
All right.
What were we talking about?
We'll find out tomorrow.
We find out tomorrow. Okay.
What time are we doing at White Cheddar? We'll find out right now so we can tell you what time to tune in.
23 hours from now.
We're going to do it at 7:45 Central tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Where are we from?
Meet the bank. Let's meet our second contestant
beat
of the day.
The bank.
With Beat the
How
Bank.
About you, Beat?
Phone doesn't work. There you go. Jessica Hyman, how you doing this morning?
I'm good over here. Oh my God.
Hi.
What are you doing right now?
I'm sitting in the parking lot at school.
Oh, you are.
Are you a teacher or are you going to school?
I'm going to school.
What grade are you in?
I'm in cosmetology school.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So fun.
You get to do somebody's hair today?
Yeah, what are you learning today? Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I'm actually a senior, so I'll be graduating in a few weeks. So I pretty much learned everything. Right now, I'm just kind of freely on clients.
Okay, what do you like to work on more, the guys or the girls?
Honestly, girls.
Yeah. More to work with.
Do white people learn how to do black people hair in cosmetology school, or do you just learn, like,
white people hair?
Do they have a white people class and a black people class?
You have to have special skills to do black hair.
Yeah.
We learn both, but I'm a little more skilled in white people hair.
Yeah.
I am too. I hear you.
I mean, that's typical, though.
Yeah.
You're not skilled at any hair. I mean, you don't have nothing. You're bald.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have special school?
Yeah, black people school, yeah.
Love cosmetology.
Yeah.
Is that
That's funny. That's funny. Kelly, you can laugh. It's okay.
No, I can't.
Okay.
Y'all just sat here and called me a racist slave owner.
No, you're
I
great.
I can't laugh.
You're great, 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 great uncle.
Oh, so that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. You're standing up.
I'm standing up
by not laughing at my love cosmetology school joke.
Yeah, I'm the racist on the show.
It's funny because, Jenna, in Spanish, my Mexican friends go to La Cosmetology School.
Nope, I find no
As long as I got Al laughing. All right, I'm sorry about that. Let's try and give Jessica Hyman some so money.
Funny. That's so funny to me.
Jessica, you know the rules to beat the bank, right?
Oh, man, I got to see
You do? That. Okay, good. We're still going to tell you anyways. We're going to lock you in. We're going to put you in the vault. Numbers are going to be thrown your way. When you hear the right number you like, you think that's as high as it's going to go, you yell stop, and that's how much money you're going to win. Okay, Jessica?
Okay.
What are you going to yell?
I'm going to yell stop.
Yes, you are.
Right.
Or let's stop.
Yeah, really yell it loud because we almost didn't hear the last guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good luck.
Jessica, ready. Let's play
right.
Beat the Bank.
$230, $350, $480, $490, $600, $610, $1,000.
What just happened? He was on speed.
You scared the crap out of me, girl.
You just won $1,000, Jessica.
I was afraid she wasn't going to say stop after that.
Me too.
Oh, my. I thought it was a trick.
You scared me.
Like he was going so fast.
$1,000.
You just won
$1,000. What are you going to do with that $1,000, Jessica?
I don't know. Oh, gosh, I got some school stuff I need to pay.
There you go.
I got a car payment. Oh, my gosh.
How old are you?
I'm at 19.
Oh, girl.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
19-year-old with another $1,000.
Yeah. You go, girl.
Oh, I know. It's taking a second to even sink in.
Yeah,
that was crazy. I was freaking out.
Jessica almost forgot to yell stop.
Right?
We forced her.
It would have slammed, right? Play the audio and see what was going to happen. Yeah, if you didn't yell stop when you did.
Yeah.
We'd be having a whole different conversation right now.
Well done, Jessica.
Woo! Wow.
Jessica Hyman just won $1,000.
Yes, she did.
Oh, my gosh.
I skipped that. I'm telling you.
The banker's like in a hurry.
Yeah.
Where's he got to go?
Banker's hours. I go ahead and skip school today. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, Jessica, go home.
If I just won $1,000.
Very irresponsible.
I've done it. I've driven all the way to Brookhaven Community College, sat in the parking lot,
drank a beer,
and went home.
And you graduated?
No.
Exactly.
But I could legitimately tell my mother I went to school. I did.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, Jessica's almost done, so congratulations, Jessica. Enjoy your $1,000.
Thank you.
And good.
I'm in my school, and everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy because they don't even know what I just did.
I can't wait.
You just had a yell. Yeah. I just won $1,000.
I'm rich, bitch.
Thank you so much.
Ready All go, right, Jessica. Hold on for us. We'll set you up with that $1,000. Wow.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Did you hear YouTube celebrated its 10th anniversary back in February, but it was actually founded on Valentine's Day in 2005.
Uh-huh.
But the actual first video that was posted 10 years ago was actually posted today. Today, 10 years ago, we had our first YouTube video. It's an 18-second clip of one of the co-founders standing in front of an elephant at the San Diego Zoo. Okay. Fittingly, it's called Me at the Zoo, and here's the first ever video on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks, and that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
That guy can now afford to buy an elephant.
A couple of them. Maybe the San Diego Zoo.
Circle.
This is my one shot at the big debut, and that's what you say?
Yeah, well, come on.
It doesn't matter.
He's not a television personality.
Come on.
But think about the whole concept, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you're putting a video out there for people to see. Right.
I'm sure he didn't know millions and millions.
Should have been better than that.
Now we'd be celebrating it 10 years later. And Chris Rock did a 7-minute monologue for HBO's Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that.
He's trying to explain Big Al, and I don't know if you'll back him up in this. why baseball is no longer popular with black people.
Okay.
Did you hear about that?
Let me hear.
Okay. I heard about it.
Last year, the San Francisco Giants won it all without any black guys on the team. And the team the Giants had to beat to get there, the St. Louis Cardinals, had no black players either. None. How could you ever be in St. Louis and see no black people? And get this. Their crowds were more than 90% white. Like the Ferguson Police Department. Baseball isn't 20% black anymore. It's 8% and falling fast. That's an average of two guys per team. And those two probably listen to Blake Shelton to keep from getting that ass kicked by their teammates.
Or because they love it.
Yeah, go, right? Right? Well, you know what? If you're going to have two, they might as well listen to some Blake.
All right, there you go.
Well, I hadn't really paid attention to that.
I hadn't either.
Because you don't pay attention to baseball, right?
I really don't. I'm not a huge baseball fan. I never have been. But now that you mention it, I mean, it's either Dominican, Hispanic,
Cuban.
Or Cuban.
Yeah.
And, a couple of white guys.
A lot of white guys.
Yeah. There may be more black people, black players in the NHL than baseball.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that one.
There's quite a few.
I'm pretty sure there's
more baseball.
I can't
confirm or deny that.
There's a couple black guys in NASCAR now.
Uh-huh.
You okay? Some water? You got it right there.
You getting there's choked your water.
You getting choked up? You getting excited there's black guys in NASCAR?
Yeah, just all choked up.
Good.
Figure skating, not a whole lot.
Sure there's a couple.
Tennis?
In the girls' side, yeah.
Yeah, the Williams twins.
Yeah.
I don't know about the guy's side.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting.
That's what we do here. We count black folks.
We count blacks.
Yeah. That's Al's
not
favorite
me,
game to
though.
Play.
Not me, though. I don't. No. I don't notice color.
Oh, man.
So I told you guys.
What did Kinsey do, man?
My wife, Kinsey, is going on a girls' trip. I think in 2 weeks.
How long have y'all been married again?
5 years. 5 years this year.
Okay.
And it's fine. And this just goes to prove that us guys are very visual. That's why you never tell us who you've hooked up with, because we're going to visualize that the entire time we're dating with you. You just don't tell us things because we'll visualize it. So she's planning this girls trip, which is actually a bachelorette party for one of her friends.
I love that it's called a girls trip. That's a bachelorette party.
She's calling it a girls trip. And
it's
the
a
thing
destination
is,
bachelorette.
And there's been quite a bit of arguing going on because Kinsey only knows the bachelorette and the bachelorette's sister. And the other girls that are going on the trip, I think there's five other girls going on the trip.
Okay.
She's never met before.
Chance to make new friends.
Exactly. Chance to make new friends or to be just completely ignored.
Ostracized.
Do you know the single girl versus married girl ratio?
Most of the girls are married, I believe.
That's Most good. Of them are married.
Most of them are married.
Those are the wild ones, though, Kelly.
But an argument ensued. I was listening. You don't mean to listen, but she was on the phone.
Yeah.
And I heard blah, 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 male strippers, blah, 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 blah. I couldn't tell you what they were talking about, but I heard male strippers.
Yeah, right.
So I waited.
It's a key word.
I let her get off the phone.
The government, when you hear those words, something goes off in your head.
So she gets off the phone, and she walks over to the fridge, and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, so what's up? What's going on with male strippers? I heard male strippers in the call, and what's up? And she goes, oh, the other girls want to hire male strippers for her bachelorette party. And her sister and I don't want that, but we're outnumbered 5-2. So it looks like we're going to have male strippers.
Have you mentioned where the destination is here?
Fort Lauderdale, I believe, is where they're going.
Okay, Florida, going to the beach.
They're going to Florida. Yeah, they're going to the beach town. I'm like, why y'all need strippers? Because I know how guys are. I've met a couple of male strippers, Magic Mike status, and they've told me stories. And so all I could do is picture these guys doing the dance.
Yeah. How the groom feels about that.
In my wife's face. Oh, I guarantee you the groom's not going to like that either.
No, he's not.
I don't think he's going to know.
And is it worth that fight, really?
It's not. It's really not worth the fight.
Would it be different if there were male strippers at her bachelorette party here? I mean, does the destination have something to do with it?
No, it's not the destination. It's the fact that it's going to be dudes dancing on them. And these girls, they're good-looking girls. And if you're a male dancer and you're single and you have a bunch of girls, why not give it a shot?
Well, wait a minute. Guys have strippers at bachelor parties all the time. I'm not taking up for the girls.
Even when they don't want them, they still do it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not,
it wouldn't bother me if I was married to a guy and all of his friends and they were in Vegas and went to the strip club. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But for
men, it matters. Yeah,
it just matters because now I'm picturing it happening. And I'm like, what if
men are different? They're just, I think because it's so accepted, so many generations have done the male bachelor party with the strippers. And it's just so, I don't know if it's worth that fight.
Oh, and then there's the other argument going on is, Kelly, you're going to hate this. They want to do the straw thing. and the hat thing of the male body parts.
I don't know why you would do that to you. I just don't get that.
I don't get it.
It's ridiculous. It's wear the sash. I'm the bachelorette. Why do you have to wear male body parts? That's just so.
I mean, sometimes I see it because you get attention.
Gross.
You get a little bit more attention and people buy you shots.
You be the bachelorette, you get attention.
When should that tradition start? I mean, I'm not going to do it.
No, it's just women need to think more of themselves.
So how can my wife get these girls out of getting the male strippers, what I'm asking?
Because she can't. She's the odd woman out.
Or she has to throw out another really compelling option. Something, you know, some activity for them to do.
Horseback riding.
That costs money.
Horseback riding.
In Florida. That costs money.
Sorry.
Say, we'll spend it on the strippers, and we're going to do this really cool outdoor activity, you know, like get a boat on the water or do something like that. She needs to throw something else out there.
Stripper on the boat.
And since we don't know these girls, we don't know if like one of them's one of those girls that's like, she definitely wants the male guy to show up because
there's definitely a wild one. There's always a wild. There's always one wild one in any bachelorette.
It's probably the one that's been married the longest.
Mm-hmm. I feel so uncomfortable knowing. I just wish I didn't know. I just would go and if there was one, cool.
Well, I mean, and at the end of the day, you trust your wife.
Oh, I do.
I trust your wife. So I don't think there's any big deal. I don't think you have anything to worry about.
It's some not dude, that I'm worried about my wife.
What's the difference in her going to the beach and some dude in a Speedo walks by?
I mean, because he's not humping on her.
Yeah, he's not humping her
face. And putting his package in her face.
I would be more, just personally, I know your wife pretty well, and her and I are similar. I would be more concerned as a girl, you know, if my boyfriend, husband, whatever, fiance was hanging out with a group of regular girls at a bar all night.
And that's
a late night in the hot tub in the hotel versus the guy going to the strip club with his friend.
Yeah, sort of like your bachelor party, Jason.
Yeah, like I care more about you hanging out with girls that you might actually like.
No. No, that was completely different.
Yeah, that's why I brought that
Follow
up.
Follow it.
Thank you. You made me laugh twice when I've had water in my mouth.
Yeah, well, don't drink when we're talking.
You should be more worried about that if they were at a bar all night hanging out with a cute group of guys from out of town.
For real.
And then they made all these friends and they're friending them on Facebook after the trip.
They did that in Vegas. They met guys at the pool for my wife's. And I felt better than them getting strippers for her bachelorette party.
I don't know, dude.
I wouldn't.
Because
the guys buying them bottle service. And,
they got bottle service. Yeah. They hung out. And I feel fine. I'm sure nothing crazy happened. I just don't, the whole guy getting naked in front of her. I just can't get it out of my head. And they're pushy. Some of the dancer guys are pushy when they show up to these hotels for the dancing.
I think your wife sees you naked enough that any other guy
that's what you got to do
walks around naked is not going to affect her.
You got to choreograph a dance and send her off on her way.
That's
gonna work.
Surprise, you're the stripper.
Yes. Let's go.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, now you're talking.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, too bad I got
you. You just kind of cut the guy you'd be waiting, and when the other stripper shows up, says, dude,
I got this.
I got this.
You have the kids. That's the problem.
Yeah, I have the kids.
The stripper with kids.
The stripper with kids. Baby Bjorn.
Yeah, the stripper with kids.
Kaysen and I walk out and strip.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.